Do you need some music to move your soul? Then sit down, put your feet up, and start rocking with Doc. Check the schedule for airtime. That's Rockin' with Doc with your host, Dr. Dave, only on the Paramania Radio Network. Are you interested in the paranormal? Want to go on an investigation at a real haunted location? And meet investigators from your favorite shows? Then the ideal place for you is Ideal Event Management. Check out our upcoming events and get your tickets now while they last at www.idealeventmanage.com.
Do you like ghost stories? Want to hear about some of the haunted homes and locations that I've investigated? Tune in for the latest in paranormal news and guest interviews with me, Mr. Haunted, on the Haunted Chronicles, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio. You are listening to Paramania Radio.
To Double Trouble with your host, Sprinkles Nixon and DC Love.
Hello and welcome to Double Trouble. This is the place where we have an awesome overflow to counterattack any kind of negativity, because we just don't allow it in here. We just go with the love. I'm Sprinkles, and if you don't know me by now, you're going to never forget me. But I'm a palm reader, I'm a tarot reader, I'm a psychic, I'm a whole lot of things. But I'm not doing this all by myself. I do have my partner in crime, who is DC Love. DC, are you there, hon?
Oh, I'm here, Sprinkles. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm DC Love. I'm Sprinkles' partner in crime. And like she said, if you don't really know us, you're going to. So be prepared. And I, too, have psychic and mediumship abilities. I'm a channeler, healer, and an empath, an angel intuitive, and a Reiki master. And I used to work in the law enforcement field, but now I've hung up my 357, and love is my revolver. And my purpose this time around is to help people in a loving way. So that's me, DC. But I want to get to our amazing guest today. Today we have Marie in Spirit, also known as Marie Hayes, and she's a medium and clairvoyant from the United Kingdom. Marie, are you with us?
I'm with you. It's good to speak to you. Thank you for asking me.
Oh, you too.
I'm also a medium and clairvoyant. I'm the same. I do a lot of everything. I'm a spiritual teacher. My guides have been my teachers, so they're my best teachers. But I know we learn every day. Oh, yes, and also I'm a Reiki master as well.
Awesome.
Oh,
nice. Very nice.
Okay. So when did this all begin for you?
I can go back to when I was 3 years old. I could see them, I could hear them, but I didn't understand because I had no one to speak to about it. And it was only until I was 7 years old they started coming closer. And I thought everybody could see, everybody could feel, everybody could hear. I was always very alone in my life because I felt as though nobody understood. I always felt different and I didn't know why. And it was one day when I was in the playground and my friend was coming through the gates and there was a lady who was with her and her mother and it was her grandmother. And the lady started waving to me and I looked around and I thought, why is her grandmother waving to me? So of course I waved back. And as my friend came in, I questioned about why her grandmother was waving to me. And she was quite shocked. And afterwards, she said, you know, she's dead. And I thought she was joking. The next day, she brought a picture. And I just started talking about her grandmother as though she was still here. Well, unfortunately, I lost a lot of friends because they couldn't understand. So, you know, it's been a bit of a lonely pathway. But it was only until... oh, probably about 22 years ago, I just stopped pushing them away and I let them come closer. And I walked into a spiritualist church and I said, you know, someone's got to help me because I really didn't know if I was, if there was something mentally wrong with me. Mm-hmm. But I'm proud to say, that there's nothing wrong with me. And it's almost like rather than fighting with them, I just put my head up to the ceiling and I said, look, you know, I have a trust problem. So if you want to work with me, then you've got to help me. So I let them come closer and they knew it was going to be a battle because I did have a trust problem. So, you know, if you're trying to trust someone you can't see, it's an impossible journey. But in the end, I let them come closer. I tested them because I'm very black and white. You know, I want proof all the time. And I've never looked back. They've been amazing. They've been very patient with me. And so for the past 20 years, this is what I've done. And I've loved it.
Oh, awesome.
That's beautiful. It really is.
I've had my own catering business. I've had my own bar over in Spain, and I used to get bored. Every time I achieved something, I would get bored. But with this, you know, with this kind of work, well, I don't class it as work because it's a passion. Mm-hmm. It is a passion with me. But you never get bored because every time you think, ah, this is how you do it, they change the rules. So you're learning all the time. And I always say, you know, I can't say I'm always right because sometimes I may mishear something they say, but my motto is that I try my best. That's all I can do, you know. And I've had loads of arguments with my guides, and I say to them, well, you chose me. I never went looking for you.
But I
always believe that, you know, so like. When we do something we love, isn't it amazing that it fulfills us? Even though we get frustrated along the pathway, there's such fulfillment with the work that we do.
Oh, there is.
Definitely.
Yes, there definitely is.
There's nothing compares to it because it is, it's the love within that is allowing this to come through, first of all, because if you have fear, it's not going to come through for you.
Okay? Oh,
absolutely. It's going to be very, very difficult. So when you're open with your love and allowing things to come in and being open-minded about it, it's good. But I can also resonate with you as far as losing patience. Sometimes I don't know why some things come to me, but they come to me and they just get me all caught up in things that I don't even know where I'm going sometimes.
Sprinkles, that's an understatement.
But it's awesome. It really is. And the whole thing is that the reward in it is when you are helping somebody else. And it's an amazing feeling. You can't put a price on it. I mean, it's absolutely amazing.
And you know what? And she was doing it with such passion. It came from her heart.
Yes.
And I could hear it in your voice, Marie, that, you know, when you finally connect and you just felt like, you know, this is part that was missing and the pieces of the puzzle came together and you felt like you were whole.
Oh, absolutely. I've always said all my life I should be doing something, but I didn't know what it was. You know,
yes.
Because I'm very creative, I can put my hands to many things, but I would always be bored once I achieved something. And I always said years ago, there's something I should be doing, but I didn't know what it was. So again, I always say at the right time, when it's meant to unfold, it will unfold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I agree 100%.
Yeah. And it's like a lot, well, for me anyway, a lot of times it's like you're doing this, but you don't know where it's going to take you, and then they're giving you something else and you don't know where that's going to take you, but you have that trust in it, and when you learn to get on the flow of it, it just goes crazy. It's take my word.
It's a never-ending journey.
Yes, like learning. I never stop learning. I'm still learning. And like you said, you know, we're not always right. We're not always perfect, but we do the best that we can to get the message through, because it's not even our message. So it's like we're just being the vehicle for it to come through. And it's, and I don't even remember half the time what I say to these people or how it came out. All I do is I pray before I get in to reading somebody, and I pray after I get out that it's been of help, that it did connect, you know. So it instills you into doing and being the best. And it always makes me nervous, though. It always does, and it's weird. It makes me nervous when I open up like that, and I'm going like, oh my gosh, I hope I didn't hurt this person. I hope that this was good. You start to worry, and it's a very hard heavy responsibility when you do get into this area in this field.
Yes, it is. And I do find, because, you know, I do a lot of teaching, and a lot of people I do find are so natural, but it's the fear. The fear on, am I going mad? Where is this coming from? It is a total trust. Because I always say that, yes, you can learn to be a medium, but there's people who are like, you know, they are very natural, you know, and it comes easier. But there's no quick way to being a medium.
No.
And I always say, because it's not that you can read a book and you know all the answers. It doesn't matter if you've been working 20, 30, 50 years on this. We still learn each and every day. And that's what I love about it. You never get bored, because every message is going to be different. And I always think, wow, you know, so I could have done that better. Or, you know, because I do beat myself up and I think, I should have known that. But then what it is that, am I listening to what my guides are saying? Am I listening to what their loved ones are saying? So we have to learn to come away from us, our own feelings, and put our total trust in, as it comes in, it goes out. But a lot of people, I do find, put their own thoughts into it, and they go off the message, you know. So it is a total trust. But I love it. I would never... I've always said, the day I stop doing this with my heart, if my heart's not open, they can take it away. Because, you know, I just feel as though I should have done this probably years and years ago, but it wasn't the right time. I always know at the right time, everything will just unfold. And people say, you know, well, how did you learn? And I said, I don't know. It was just like a light switch going on. But I think that light switch was within my heart when I just said, okay, I'm allowing you to come closer.
Yeah, yeah. And if you think about it, we are all in some way, some form of service to being of service to others. Okay,
absolutely.
Whatever the field may be. And that we are doing that. We are doing it, but in a different scale. But I also want to get back to where you you said it was like a light turning on. Well, I had a near-death experience when I was 6 years old, and that's when the light turned on for me. And way back in those days, not that I'm old, well, yeah, I am, but back in those days, it was a hush-hush thing, and I wasn't stifled, but I was always put off to the side to wait. You could talk with me about that in a minute, because my mom was very open to what was taking place with me, and I think at first it really scared her, but yeah. Again, it was like a hush-hush kind of thing. It's like she had to do the speaking for me, because she also taught me so much as far as respecting other people's privacy. You just don't go out there and tell them these things. You got to be respectful, and if they come to you and they ask for you, yeah, then you can tell them. But that took years and years for me to get kind of under control, you know, especially starting at such a young age. So yeah, we actually are developing in this area to where it's an overtime kind of process. It's not done overnight. And when you get it, it takes an awful long time for you to get a grip of it and get an understanding of it. And to get that trust to go into it. So, yeah, I totally agree with you.
And you know what, Sprinkles, I have to say, you've been doing this for how many years now?
Oh, my gosh. You mean doing what? My readings and stuff?
Oh, your readings and everything, sure.
Yeah, well, I was always reading my friends, and which is another thing, because there was also peer things during that time, but I was reading my friends, and I was reading those in the family, but it wasn't until 85 that I came out, and I started reading for others, you know, I mean, literally, and then I was married, and I had children, and I had people coming to my house, lining up in my living room, and my husband coming home for lunch, and there's no place for him to sit, because every seat is taken, you know, it was by word of mouth, okay, that went out, and I kind of like that, because it was like I don't like being the center attention of things. It doesn't sound like it, I know, but I really don't. I don't like being out there. I like to walk alongside others. I never want to walk in front of them. I never want to walk behind them. It's just that walk beside them, so that we can be of help to each other and help others learn to be helpful to each other.
I do agree with that.
And Marie, I just basically started my journey. I'm a mother and a grandmother, and I just started my journey in January.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, like you said, like the light switch went on, and my kids are grown. Now I have grandchildren, and that light switch went on, and I started just reading. So it's an amazing journey.
Oh, you're going to love it. Say every day something new will just appear, and you find that each and every day you're on this journey, there's nothing is the same, no day is the same.
Yes.
So you'll never get bored of it. You may get frustrated, but that is because we're trying to get the best out of ourselves.
And
I am the same. I don't like to be the center of attention. You get me talking on a subject, and I'll talk forever, and that is, you know, my work. But a lot of people do not understand what I do, and for years I kept it very quiet. You know, my mother had a nervous breakdown when she was younger, so of course I couldn't say to her, "Mum, I'm seeing this or I'm hearing that," because she, you know, she would say, "Well, look, you don't want to end up like how I was." So that was my fear on letting people know the work that I'd done. Whereas, you know, again, I look back and I think to myself, "Mum, why did you never help me?" And she said to me, "Well, you do know that your great aunt was a natural medium." And I said, "No." And I said, "Why didn't you ever tell me?" She said, "Well, we have one nutter in the family." And I said, "Mother," I said, "you've got to understand. I said, you know, you was there for 9 months. I know that everything's okay now." And she said, "Well, I don't understand it." She said, "But whatever you do, it makes you happy." It took her years for me to understand the work that I was doing.
Exactly, exactly.
Because she always says, "When you're dead, you're dead." And I say, "Mum, but I do not put my hand up and force them to come through. When they come through with love. You can never force anyone to come through on a message.
Yeah. Right. Yes, because they're drawn to that light. They're drawn to the light of people with these abilities. And a lot of people don't realize that they even have it. And when they do, there's we had a guest on, Jeff Malderes, and he experienced with that. And his thing was that people don't always look for that area. But now, today, it's more and more because more and more people are talking about it. But a lot of people were labeled as, what is it? Bipolar, and all these other things that they put a label on it because they had no understanding of it, you know? And a lot of people go through that when they have it. And there are so many resources out there that, today that can help others understand why they're getting emotionally upset and there's nothing wrong with them. Well, it may be because they're an empath. And it's a logical kind of thing to apply to it because that's what happens. Empaths are like sponges. They absorb other people's energies and their emotions. The sensitivity of people is not something to put down, but to bring up, you know, because lots of times it's been hidden or shoved down in the back so that nobody can deal with it in a way, okay? But it's a most amazing thing. It really is. And I'm glad I got to where I am today because it really enlightened me to the many out there that are seeking to enhance this ability that they were told they couldn't or shouldn't.
And Sprinkles, we have Jeff. He's in the chat. He's also known as Indigo Karma, and he's saying bipolar or psychosis.
Oh, psychosis. Yes. Yes.
Yes. See? So that would be the other term as well.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it is, and it's because the lack of understanding or because when you become self-empowered, when you realize it and you become aware of it, it's like your own understanding overrides what, the others are trying to tell you that is wrong with you. And when you come aware of it, it's like, the light goes on. I mean, you said it absolutely correct. Yes. Awesome. So you do workshops as well, don't you, Marie?
Pardon?
Do you do workshops as well?
Oh, I do, yes. I do workshops on teaching. This year I've been 3 times to Spain. And I've been doing workshops and readings over in Spain. And earlier in the year, I was in Canada working.
Oh.
So I've started venturing out further afield. So I do love the teaching side because especially when a lot of people are scared about it. And then after a workshop, they realize that it's so natural and what they've felt and what they've seen, they've felt, it's just totally natural to them. But they've got to trust themselves that, you know, everybody, I always say that everybody is psychic, but not everybody is a natural medium. Okay, so, you know, and I say that when nobody knows what they're doing and then they come on a workshop and they find that they're actually linking and connecting afterwards, it's amazing to see them because it's like, well, how did I do it? And I said, you totally trusted. You came out of your thoughts, your own thoughts, and you just went with it. So I love the teaching side of it. I really do.
Now, Marie, do you have a specific time that you connected with a spirit that sticks in your mind? Or was there ever like one spirit that really stayed with you that, you know?
Okay, I must admit, I've not done too much research on my guides because I like to just get the feel of them. But I know I've got a Native American and I've also got an Egyptian as well. Now, I have a different guide on my teaching. If you ask me who are they or what do they do? I don't research on them. I like to just be as one with that teacher at the time. I've had them for years, so I do trust them. It's almost like I take a breath and I just know which one is the closest to me. You know, if you say to me, go and read about your guides, for me, I want more than that. I want to feel them. I want to be as one with them. That's why I love trance, because doing trance is the closest that you can get to them.
Oh, well, see, I haven't done that. At least I don't believe I have.
Oh, but brilliant. It is absolute. It's not scary at all. But just to sit there, a couple of times they have spoke through me, but that's the control in me. I always say, I'm not speaking. And then all of a sudden they do speak, and I think, where did that come from?
Oh,
that's awesome.
When I say to them, I don't want, and then they tell me, oh, yes, is going to happen, because they know I'm a strong character. You know, I do need strong guides, but a couple of people have seen my guides when I've worked on demos, and they go, wow, he's huge. And I said, well, he needs to, because, you know, I am a strong person. But I love him to bits. They're like family to me. They've always been there. So, you know, as long as I get the feel, as long as I know I truly am working with them, that's enough for me. I have seen my Egyptian once when I was frightened on one occasion, and I kept saying, please protect me. And he stood in front of my bedroom. He towered above my door, and he just stood there with all his clothes on, with his arms crossed. And I'm saying, no, it's in my imagination. And I still didn't believe that he was there. And then he put big iron slats across the inside of my bedroom door, as if to say, now will you believe? And I thought, wow, I only saw you for no more than a minute. But even when I saw him physically, it was almost like I'm arguing, is it you or isn't it you? Because that's my logical mind. But, you know, he is a strong person. I love him to bits. I have been told that we had a relationship in a previous life. So that made me feel as though, okay, I can trust you. Because first of all, I had my grandmother with me, and I wouldn't allow anybody in apart from my grandmother. And my grandmother said, I've got to step back because there's guides waiting to work with you.
Okay, let's hold that thought for a second there, because when we come, we have to go for a break. But when we come back, there are some questions and some comments from the chat room there. So we'll continue with that when we come back.
Okay? Lovely.
She was holding my left arm, but everyone was acting normal, so I tried to look nonchalant. We both said, I really love you. The Shriners loaned us cars. We raced up and down the sidewalk 20,000 million times. Why did they send her for anyone else? How should I? Everybody off a building, somewhere they're meeting on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest thing. I heard the Hedos best program when they sing, you can't hear, there's no sometimes I think I kinda like that, and other times I think I'm already there. Gonna ask for my admission, gonna speak to the man in charge. The secretary says he's on another line. Can I hold for a long, long time? I found out she's an angel. I don't think she knows I know. I'm worried that something might happen to me if anyone ever finds out.
on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest thing. I heard the Headers Bass program when they sing, you can't hear, there's no nerve. Sometimes I think I kinda like that, and other times I think I am already there. When you're following an angel, physically you have to throw your body off a building. Some of them waiting on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest thing.
It's the Mallard Report, yeah, the Mallard Report, the paranormal talk radio show with Jim Mallard as your host. See what lies beneath any paranormal activity. Go inside a world that others don't want to see. Tuesday 9 p.m. Eastern on Paramania.
Join us for a show that includes all kinds of psychics with all different levels of engagement and abilities. From using intuition in everyday life up to professionals in the field. Have a seat at the table and join Deborah Antic for the Traveling Psychic Supper Club. Every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Only on the Paramania Radio Network. Some music to move your soul? Then sit down, put your feet up, and start rocking with Doc. Check the schedule for airtime. That's Rocking with Doc with your host, Dr. Dave, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
This is DC, and my partner in crime is Sprinkles Nixon, and we have a wonderful, beautiful guest today. It's Marie in Spirit. Welcome back, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you. We have a few comments. Somebody wants to know where in Canada you were. I think that was, who asked that? I can't see it.
I was based in Dalbourne. I think that's Calgary.
Calgary?
Wow.
Yeah, Calgary. Okay. Because I had a friend who lived over there, and she came over and I'd done her a reading. I said to her I wouldn't do a reading. She wanted to connect with her guide. So I said, well, look, I'll help you. And in the end, I ended up doing her reading, and she said, oh, come over to, you know, to where she lives. And I went, oh, no, I couldn't do that. Next minute, I'm off to Canada. So we had 3 weeks over there, and that was lovely. Done so much work over there. And I was over there this March as well.
Wow. Nice. Very nice.
So I'm hoping to go back next year.
We have Eric Glenn in the chat room, and he says, name of the guide is only a link and relevant as a starting point in your relationship of connection. The quality of your link and proof of the existence of life after life is the main goal of mediumship. I would have to agree with that. I definitely agree with that
because it is all about, you know, it's like working with them, trusting them.
Yes.
It's not important who they are. They can come in many shapes, many sizes, but it's the information. They're there to help you get the most out of your mediumship. And it is a trust, because if you don't trust your own guides, then how are you ever going to start on this journey?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we turn around and say, you know, well, okay, I want this person as a guide. We know that that's not going to happen. You know, the guide is going to connect with us, and we've got to connect with that guide. That's why it took me about 10, 15 years before I even realized who my guide was. And I was like, oh, you know, so I, well, why did they choose me? And my guide just straight away said, why not? Because, you know, I never expected that kind, that type of guide to come in. But it's not important. It's a strength. It's a love that they bring. So I always,
they always seem to have a familiar essence of energy around them that we know who is who, and each one is different. So you know, you come to know the energies, the essence of that energy itself, and that is what also brings that that trusting in. Okay, because it's that's that familiar, essence.
Yeah, that's what I call the calling card. I know.
Yes.
I can
say,
who's knocking at my door? So then I just take that breath and I instantly know who's around me. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see him. I don't need to feel him. I just need to feel the essence of that person. That's enough for me. And that is the total trust that I do have in them. If I have a new guide come in, then there's a little bit of a battle because I don't like change. But at the end of the day, it's like, well, okay, let's just bring them through to see what they, you know, there could be changes for me.
But,
you know, that's just me trying to stay in control.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, you're not in control. I had an experience with one guide and he would just, like, command me to do things, and it was usually like in a really loud authoritative voice, and I would ask, like, who are you, and I wouldn't get any response, and finally I just called him Mr. Bossy Pants, and I said you are supposed to be my guide, I'm not supposed to be your guide, so if you can't identify yourself, you're going to have to step back. So several months later he finally identified himself, and it was one of the archangels.
Oh
yes!
Wow! But even the archangels, they it's we, a lot of people don't realize it too, that mediums do contain a lot of control. Okay, they of who's coming in and who's not coming in, and that is also with the guides. The guides are doing this, and we are trustful of the guides of whoever comes through. And when there is something new, it's like, okay, so it's. We have to fetter out and feel those differences so that we can come accustomed to knowing this energy, this force that comes through. And but we do. We can tell them, please don't come now. Don't go in my bathroom. Don't go in here. Don't go anywhere. You know.
Absolutely.
We still maintain that kind of a control. You know, but Marie, what would you do if you were in the mall, say in a shopping area there, and you were open and you picked something on a lady that's now standing up by the register? Would you go and approach them, or are you?
I must admit, no.
Okay.
If that person was on their own, or it would have to come across very, very strong. Because I don't like putting myself on people. Because a lot of people do not understand the work we do. So for me, it's respect of privacy. So if anything did happen, then I know that the spirit world would have to get me talking to her in some way that it would then come out. I couldn't just go up to somebody and say, oh, look, I've got your dad standing next to you. But then
Marie, Eric is in chat. He's saying, Marie, there's a dog pacing up and down looking for you, and the dog is watching out for any problems around, not in the bathroom. That's what I'm hearing at, right? So do you have a dog in spirit around you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because Eric is telling you there is like a dog pacing up and down looking.
Okay, lovely. I love it when dogs come through because they still want to come through and say hi.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, Eric's guide is Teddy, and they're very, very closely attached. but they're both very beautiful spirits themselves, and very knowledgeable and very, very respectful of the workings of a medium, the workings of anybody with their abilities who are trying to enhance them as well. Because there are a certain amount of integrity being applied when you do get into this. And that, too, is like a learning kind of phase that you go through. Wouldn't you not agree?
Yes, I do. I totally agree on that. And I think it's lovely the way that they do work with us. They're never forceful.
Yes, yes.
You know, again, they will knock at the door in their own gentle way. And it's up to us if we want to open the door or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guide will never force themselves, you know, to like to say, this is what you've got to do. Because that's not the way. It's all about the freedom of will.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can sometimes agree with that. On my end, it's like they give me things, and I don't know how I can grasp what they're trying to get me to do. But when I'm finished doing what they want me to be doing, it's good. It's fun. It's amazing. It comes out to where it's like I have to follow the flow of what they're giving me, even though, again, I don't know where they're going to lead me. But I'm going to enjoy the ride. Why? Because I have all the faith in the driver that is steering me in the direction that I'm going.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the journey, I think the journey is the most important.
Yes.
You know, indeed. Because it's just, we're just learning all the time. And I must admit, there's not one time that I've said, you know what, I'm bored of doing this. Because, you know, it's something, it's just so different. Every single message is different. Every you can bring a father through or a mother through, and that person is going to be different to the other person that you brought through. Because I always believe in their character. Their character will never change. It's going to be even in the spirit world.
Yes.
So if I say, you know, I've got a very quiet little lady that comes through, and that person says, no, my mum was really strong, then you can understand how would they identify. But if you say, you know, I know that this lady is very strong, I know whatever, you know, that person's going to understand, well, yeah, my mum was strong. Mm-hmm. So again, their personalities is very, very important.
Yeah.
We have a couple comments, ladies. We have Eric in the chat as well as Eileen, and they're both describing spirits that they've been basically met in the bathroom. So, Marie, what is it about bathrooms and spirits? Do you have an idea on that?
Oh, I must admit, I've always said that I don't have anybody in my bathroom. Because I remember when I first started this journey, I used so much of the bubble bath because it was like I needed all the bubbles. Because I thought, well, if they're around me. But no, I must admit, I'll be honest and say, I've not really encountered anything in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do have, we have paramedic, and he's saying when we bathe or shower in water, our spiritual connection can be amplified, and so therefore guides will be closer than normal, correct? I mean, that makes sense. Thank you, paramedic.
Ah, yes, that totally makes sense.
Uh-huh.
See, it's the balancing of the energy.
And the acoustics, maybe. Well, I just know that if one followed me into my bathroom and they started telling me how the roll of toilet paper should go, I'm telling them, out! This is not the time or place.
Yeah. Now, Eric, he's commenting, Teddy thought, his spirit thought it was funny to meet him that way.
But
well,
then if he felt comfortable with it, then obviously that was the best time. And a lot of times people are in the bathroom, they're there to relax, they're cleansing, you know. Mm-hmm. So, again, some people are going to accept it. But I've always said, you know, and I am quite strict with my light switch. I switch on I switch off, so I know that I have to be in control. You know, because for years I had them hanging around me. I remember one time I came home, and as I went into the front room, there was a lady sitting on the chair, and my first words were, out. And I thought to myself, I don't know if I've got somebody coming through that's going to be connected, but I didn't want that door open that anybody could come through. Anybody's welcome to come through while I'm doing the reading. Yeah. I said to my husband that night, do you know a lady called Betty? Because as you know, you see them physically and then you can hold them more inside your mind. And she was chatting to me and she said, oh, my name's Betty, you know, I've just been buried. So, and I thought, well, I'll ask my husband. My husband was a taxi driver at the time. And as I was describing and giving the name, and he said, well, that's really scary. And I said, well, in what way? He said, my best friend has just buried her mum today. I said, was her name Betty? And he said, yeah. I said, well, could you just go and let him know that, you know, she's okay? And he said, I can't. He doesn't believe in this. And I said, you'll find a way on letting him know. So it's amazing that people you don't know can just turn up if they want to. But that's a discipline in me. That's only me, because I know that when I'm switched on, I'm there 100% for them. So, but would I want people going in my home? I'll tell you a little story. A friend came round a few months ago with his camera. Now, he's filming a lot of orbs, and I've really got interested in the spirit orbs. And I said to him, it's no good going near my bedroom. I don't allow him in my bedroom. So he pointed the camera outside my door. Now, my bedroom door was closed. And then all of a sudden, there was hundreds of orbs flying through the door. And I said, well, I thought I was in control. I've always said, no activity in the bedroom, not the spiritual side. And they proved me wrong. And now I'm getting beautiful green, blue, red, you name lovely colours. And it's like, wow. You know, so when I can see that the orbs are around me, it makes me want to cry because there's so much love there.
Yes, yes.
I know there is.
Yeah, I know a lot of it can be dust, but when you get the flashing ones that hover up in front of the camera, then go off and then come back, and it's almost like they start to play with you. Uh-huh. So, of course, when I go to bed at night now, it's a good job I'm not married, because I reach out for my phone, and once I put the video on it, it's like then my bedroom comes alive, and there's all these lovely orbs in there, and some of them I've blown up. And you can see the you can see faces within these orbs. And I'm like, oh, I'm so blessed, you know. But to me, that does not scare me, even though I've said I will not have any activity in my bedroom. That's just their way of saying, huh, don't tell us. We'll be here when we want to. So I know they're around me, but they know the discipline that don't call me, I'll call you. That is the way I've always been. Now, that's not disrespectful, because I work, you know, I work each and every day with the spirit world. So to me, you know, it's not just a business, it's a passion, because I love what I'm doing. And sometimes I can be somebody somewhere and somebody will say, hands up, who loves their jobs? And everybody's, ooh, you know, they're huffing and puffing. Mm-hmm. My hand goes straight up. But a lot of people say to me, what kind of work do you do? Now, a lot of people are not into what I do. I'll be honest, and that's understandable. But I will turn around and say, I work in communications. So a lot of people think I may work for the phone line or something. Mm-hmm. But the ones who come back and say, what do you mean you work in communications? Those are the ones I'm able to say, well, actually, I am a medium. Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes if you say I'm a medium or I'm clairvoyant, they won't give you eye contact because they're scared that you're going to start to tune into them. And I say, no, it's private. That's why I don't tell many people what I do. Where I live, hardly anybody knows what I do. Mm-hmm. They see cars come up, they'll see a gentleman come up, then they'll see a lady come up, they'll see a family come up, and they're probably thinking, what does she do with all those people? You know, yeah. But at the end of the day, it's because I know there's a lot of people where I live, you know, they're mm-hmm. into their churches, and I respect that.
Yeah.
So to me, they just think that I work from home, and I work in communications. But then I've only lived here for 2 years. If they found out what I'd done, I don't know if they would accept it.
Yeah, the growth of this has taken, it has taken great leaps, because even the description of a reader, they are now communication consultants, or just consultants, you know. And yeah. It's amazing how we are changing and adapting to it being more and more well known. But yeah, some of the titles there are like communications or consultants, and it's like putting a professional connection to it. You know what I mean? And there are a lot of professionals out there that are awesome, that are very good, and I think that's a pretty good description of what a medium would do, or any reader, to put it that way. But I also, you had mentioned about the orbs there, but I've got some pictures where I have the, I think it's called ectoplasm. That's where I believe they're supposed to be forming or trying to form. But I have them and all over. And at first I thought it was the camera. And I know I have quite a few spirits here, but it's amazing how you can pick up that different energy. And I know who my cartoonist is. I know who my video maker is, because none of them it's what's coming to me. It's not me. I'm helping them in a way that they can be of help to others, because that's mainly what they come through for. They come through to give comfort. They come through to give of help. They come to give an ear, to give a smile, to give a hug. I mean, all those things. And those are all positive things, and what people really need. And the noting that everybody is worthy. Everybody is worthy.
Absolutely.
To have this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, Spinkles, I just wanted to let you ladies know we have a full chat. And let's, you know, I just wanted to, you know, say hello to everyone in chat. We have Paramedic, W. Xander Juan, Ebola Chad, Eileen, Indigo Karma, Susie, Sprinkles, you're in there, Fellini, Eric, Veronica, we have Marie, we have Fred, we have Jay Forrest, which is a young woman that I know, her name is Jordan, and she just opened up and one day just started reading.
Wow.
So she just started on her journey, and I think she's going to be phenomenal. We have Peg, we have Danny, we have Marcus. We really have a full chat here.
Wow.
Really nice.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so Marie, you got to tell us too, what one session kind of really rocked your world, kind of? You know what I mean? As far as readings. And that's all.
I think it was probably at the beginning when I was first, when I first started doing readings, a friend came who was doing the play, and they wanted to take their play to New York. So they was raising money, and they asked me if I would do some readings. So I said, yes, fine, you know, anything to help. And I got halfway through these young girls, and all of a sudden, I saw a young man standing by my kitchen door. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, this one is for this reader. So I described him, everything. She said, no, I can't take him. So after the third time, I thought to myself, no, that's probably just my imagination. Well, on the last lady who came in to see me, again, the guy was standing there, and he was all in his biker's equipment, you know. He had his helmet in his hand, and he was really excited. And I thought, no, I've already tried to describe you. It was upsetting me that nobody could take him. So anyway, I'd done the reading, and afterwards she said, well, actually, she said I did lose someone quite close. So I said, okay. Mm. And then all of a sudden, he just sort of like, I'm here. So I described him. And I said, bless him, he's been here for quite a while. And he was so eager. Anyway, I gave him a message. And then afterwards, he said to me, ask her about the ring. Did she get the ring? So I said, would you understand why he's asking about the ring? And she then went inside her jumper, pulled out a necklace, and it had an engagement ring on there. And she said, I can't believe you said that. And I said, he was coming on his way to, you know, to propose to her with the ring, but he was involved in an accident. He passed instantly, but the ring was in his pocket. So, of course, the girl had the ring, and she was just so amazed at it. You know, and she was only young herself, but I've got so many stories. Which one stands out? I don't know. Is it the diamond in the tooth? No, it's so many little things that are so big and strong. I can't say, I really cannot say, but that, I think, after that one, it made me like the one with the gentleman who was standing there. You know, it just made me realize that how long he stood there trying to get my attention, and I kept pushing him away thinking, no, I'm seeing things. So he knew his girlfriend was coming, and, you know, probably about the last hour, he's just standing there patiently waiting for me to bring him through. And then it was my interpretation thinking, no, it's in my mind. You know, I went into my own thoughts. And then afterwards said, you know, have you got any questions? And that's then when he was able to give his message. And she said, I'm actually now able to move forward. But I always say that, I don't know, there's so many different, I've done so many readings, and some of them have been like, oh no, there was one lady who came from Spain for a reading, and I got very close to tears because it was her seven-year-old that I saw. I saw a bit going, there was a collision on his bike, and he ran into a lorry, and he got caught under the lorry. And but, you know, that really brought it home to me, because my son was seven at the time. He was just learning on, you know, riding his bike, and I thought, you know, that really brought it home. But it helps them. It does help them.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. It brings some sort of comfort.
Yeah, if you bring the children through as well, I think it's lovely.
Wow.
Okay, well, we better hold that thought. I think we're going to a break, ladies, in a sector. So if we can hold that thought.
Yeah, and we'll be right back with more of the beautiful Marie in Spirit.
Yes, we will. Hang in there, guys. We'll be right back.
To me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried. You must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything, all roll into one. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your help, I'm your dream, I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way. So take me as I am. This may mean you'll have to be a brother when I start to make you nervous. And I'm going to extremes. Tomorrow I will change, and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your hell, I'm your dream, I'm nothing in between. You know you wouldn't want it any other way.
Do you like ghost stories? Want to hear about some of the haunted homes and locations that I've investigated? Tune in for the latest in paranormal news and guest interviews with me, Mr. Haunted, on The Haunted Chronicles, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
If you would like to be kept up to date on upcoming show information and events here on Paramania Radio, then please take the time to click on the like button above the chat room to like our Facebook page, and click on follow to follow us on Twitter. Thank you for listening to Paramania Radio.
Sprinkles and our guest this evening, Marie and Spirit. Now we're going to head over to the chat, and we're going to start at the top of the list, and Marie is going to connect. And for the listeners out there in Radio Land, if you'd like to come into the chat, you can participate as well. Are we all here, ladies?
And yes, but if they don't want to be read, to please put that in.
Oh, I did. I put that in the. I already wrote that, Sprinkles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so up on.
I did. Okay. Well, you know what? We're gonna start at the top of the list with paramedic.
Okay.
Okay, Marie. Our first guest in the chat room is paramedic.
Okay. Hello.
Well, you're not gonna be able to hear him because they're typing in the room.
Oh, right. Okay. What's his name?
Okay. Paramedic is his chat name.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Okay. as soon as I'm linking in with him, I've got to say that I do feel as though he's very open to the spiritual side himself. And I'm not saying that just because he's on the chat show. Mm-hmm. I do feel as though there's a lot of learning coming with him. I also feel as though there's been a lot of frustration that he's been letting go of, because I do feel as though this past year has needed to be a lot of changes.
Yeah, does that resonate with you, Para?
Yeah, I just asked him to validate what he's getting.
Okay.
See, it's harder for me because I can't hear a voice.
Okay, he's saying will do.
Right, okay. I want to give him a spiritual push forward. So that tells me he's got to be taking that step forward on doing what he really wants to do. Because I feel as though he's at a bit of a crossroads at the moment. But I know he's going to be on the right pathway. He's got a lot of strong people in the spirit world, okay? I don't know if it's a father or a grandfather, but I know this gentleman is a very strong character. He's pulling me up as well, so I'm going to say this gentleman in the spirit is quite a tall gentleman. But I do get the feel as though he's pressing me on his heart, so I know there would have been a lot of chest problems there. But he's... Do you know what? He's making me laugh, so I know he's got a good sense of humour, this gentleman. And it's almost like, you know, he's got to do what he wants to do. There's something about he's either being controlled or life has controlled him. You know, so I feel as though with the changes that are coming up, this gentleman is saying, stand in your own shoes, do what you want to do. Would that make sense to him?
Okay, paramedic said a little while back, he said, I'm working it out right now, and he's saying he never knew his grandpa.
But does he know anything about him? Because he is a strong personality.
Is it a strong personality? It's like when he entered the room, you knew it.
Oh, so he is a strong personality.
I was getting. I'm sorry.
Because
yes,
he resonates.
Yes, he does. I resonate with what you say.
Right, okay. Only for the fact of, even though he didn't know him, his grandfather is watching over him, and he knows he needs that inner strength, okay? I do feel as though the grandfather is putting glasses on this gentleman, so that is to help him see more clearly. He's got a good heart. I'll tell you what, I do feel as though the one I'm talking to has got a good heart, but he does let everybody take a piece of him. He's got to realize at this moment, it's all about him. And that's not being selfish, but I do feel as though he's got to give the energy back to himself because he helps a lot of people. Okay, but I do feel as though a lot of people do drain his energy. He should be aware of this, and I feel as though he is aware of it. Because he can sense people straight away. He'll either like them or he won't like them. He's very intuitive himself.
But yes, and he wanted to say, Rich, that his grandpa was a great and learned man, and he does feel the connection, and he's saying, I need to get my eyes tested soon.
The glasses, but also the glasses are to say, use these glasses because they will help him see more clearly. So, and I'm talking of the emotional side as well. Mm-hmm. You know, because as I go into his heart, I think, you know, he's quite a softie, but I do feel as though he needs to balance his own emotions out. Yeah. Okay, he's done well on his journey, but I want bigger steps. I want him to start to take bigger steps because he's got good things that's coming up. I don't know if he's been, yeah, I do know, because they're telling me that there's been a lot of frustration, and I'm picking up around the work area as well. Good changes are coming, but it has to be at the right time. As I say that, I'm very drawn to March and April as being big changes around him as well.
Emery, he does feel the drain that you're speaking of. He says, but I work with everyone, and if that takes some energy to share the messages, then so be it.
Yeah, but he's also got to remind himself to recharge his batteries. Does he not sleep? Because I feel as though he needs to go deeper on his sleep. It's almost like if he says he sleeps like 12 hours a night, it's not the quality. It's not the the quantity. It's the quality.
Yeah.
And I feel as though if he can ask to go a deeper level on his sleep, that is when he's going to connect more with the spirit world, and he'll then understand that these changes are coming are going to be very good for him. Almost like I feel as though it's one step forward but one step backwards with him. But it is his own fear as well. He's got to release this. Yeah. Okay. Because he's also a very strong person, but he can be very hard on himself as well.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah, the paramedic says, I am working on a project which should be ready for early next year. My, you are good, ladies.
That's what they tell me. They're saying that next year, especially March, April, is going to be a very strong time for him.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Okay. Any questions, Para? Let's see if he's going to have any questions. And who's going to be up next after this?
We have Eileen up next.
Okay. Okay, so it's about a few second delay for it to come through on the chat room. So.
Yeah, and we do have a full chat, so we have to just try to get a little bit for everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
You are doing awesome.
Oh, you're doing wonderful, Marie. You're phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, I've always said if you put a paper bag over my head, I can still read. This is just for because usually on a telephone, you have the voice vibration. If you have a picture, you can focus on that picture. When you have nothing, it's total trust.
Yeah.
So, Marie, you don't understand. I'm a very creative. I have a very creative mind.
Yeah, don't be too descriptive with Sprinkles, or she's going to get in trouble. But we do have a question from paramedic for Marie, and she's saying yes. He's saying yes. Do you see anyone named August? Okay.
Right. Can you repeat the question, please?
He's asking if you see a person named Augeas. August or Augeas?
Augeas.
Okay. Is this a gentleman?
Yes.
Yes, I was feeling, he didn't say it, but that's what I felt.
Right, okay, I do feel as though, as you say that name, because first of all, I thought you said August, like the month of August, that's what to me. Okay.
Okay, he's put in A-U-G-E-U-S, August, but it's not August, it's August.
Right, okay. But I do feel as though there's been a lot of emotion around this person. I do feel as though that he's going to be more on the communication. He's got to calm down.
Okay.
If that makes sense to him.
Yes, he says yes.
Okay. Right time, right place, right communication. That's what they're telling me.
That was beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, and the next person that we do have would be Eileen.
Eileen. Okay, let's see where we go. Okay. I've got a lady that comes straight through for Eileen, and I do. Is Mum in the spirit world, please?
Yes.
Okay, because I went to talk about her, but straight away her mum came through. I do feel as though, do you know, her mum's a lovely lady, but she is quite a strong character. All right.
Oh, she is.
I do feel as though she's coming across as a little bit bossy, but I don't mean that in a bad way. Because I feel as though she's helping Eileen to take these next steps on going forward. Now, does Eileen feel as though she's been going around in circles emotionally?
Yes, I believe so.
Right, only for the fact of she's taken away that emotional roundabout, so she will start to feel. she will start to feel the changes already that is around her. I do feel as though with Eileen, she's got a very logical mind. She needs to calm her mind down. She's very good at helping others, but I feel as though she's a very independent person herself. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Right. Okay, you can say no if it's no.
Oh no, you're right on the money. I would. That, she's also a partner of mine. You're right on the money.
Okay, because I do feel as though this is an important time for her. This is why her mum comes through. I don't know if her mum if she helped with her mum's passing, but I feel as though she's coming in to say thank you. But let her help her daughter now. It is very important, but I feel as though she senses her mum around her anyway, because I feel as though her mum's in her head all the time.
She's saying yes 100%. Yes.
Okay. But again, she's, you know, she's got a lovely personality, but I do feel as though this is all about she needs to be trusting, because there's decisions for her to make, but these are going to be important. But she will make the right decisions as long as she's calm.
Yes, she is going through some challenges.
Yeah, I do feel as though get this month out of the way, and I feel as though as I go into mid-December, she will start to feel that a lot of emotion is off of her shoulders. It's not just her emotions, it's other people's as well. Mm-hmm. All right, so I know that she's telling her a box of chocolate, so that tells me there's sweeter things that's coming to her. All right, so life, it's her way of saying life is like a box of chocolate. You never know what is coming. But I know that these are all sweet chocolates, so there's good things coming. But she's got to come out of her own fear as well.
Yes, she's saying she does have a lot of huge decisions to make.
Yeah, but as long as she takes a fear out of them, she'll make the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she's also saying she's not good with calm.
Sorry?
She's not good with being calm.
This is her lesson then. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay, but the more calmer she is, because what they're doing, it's like she's in her mind all the time. She's got to be more grounded. She's got to think of her feet, because the more thinks of her feet, the more it's going to help calm her mind down. And it is trusting herself as well.
Okay, her birthday is in mid-December, and she's wondering if you see anything around that time happening for her.
All right, mid-December. I don't work on birthdays, so if they give me their birth signs or their birthdays, it means nothing to me. Okay, no, it's right. I just thought I'd tell you that, because otherwise if they start writing down their birthdays. Right, okay. I do feel as though I've got celebrations coming. Is there something that brings all the family together? Because if you could see my hands, I'm bringing everybody together. So there's got to be celebrations that are coming up. And it's not just because it's her birthday. There's something else that's coming.
If
she doesn't know, then she's got to hold on to that. Because I feel as though this is going to be very good. It's very positive as well. They're also saying she needs to meditate more. I know it's hard, but the more she meditates, the more it will help calm her mind down.
And Marie, that is so funny you said that, because she's saying meditation is hard. Her mind runs fast, fast, fast.
It's hard for me, I must admit. I don't meditate much, you know, but then I don't need to, because I work with them all the time. But I know that as I talk about meditation, it's almost like her mum is going to help to calm her mind down. She's been like this for a long time, though. She's got into old ways.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what her mum's telling me. So I know that her mum is coming in with that authoritative feel, but with a good heart there as well. So she's got to be trusting with what's coming up. Take away the fear. Once she steps out of the fear and the emotions, she's ready to go forward. But I see her going forward, not going backwards. So there's no way she's going backwards anymore. But she's also got to stop looking back as well. She does look back on her life a lot. Does that make sense? Oh, sorry, you're typing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Okay. There's a little bit of delay from the time that we're talking, I believe, till the people in chat can hear us. Eileen, if that made sense, please validate. She's asking, I am in old ways. She has a question in regard to her ways.
But it is all about out with the old, in with the new.
Okay.
So if she's holding on to old ways, that's her mum's way of saying, trust, just let it go. Because I feel as though holding on to old ways is blocking herself from going forward. I don't see anyone blocking her, but it's her fears that block her.
Okay, yeah, very good.
She's saying it's you that are in the old ways, Eileen.
Yes, it's Eileen. Okay. Okay, that was really nice. I think we're ready to move to the next person. We do have Chad, Ebola Chad. Are we taking a break soon, Sprinkles?
Yes, we have a 10-minute break coming up. In 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes. Okay, so we do have Chad next.
And Chad is our
producer.
Chad is our producer, yes.
Yes, he is.
He's not Ebola, but he's Chad.
You say Chad?
Yes.
Okay. Is he a younger person?
But anybody's younger than me, so I'm going to say yes.
No. Only for the fact. It's like I feel as though he's a younger person, but he's got an old head on young shoulders. That's what they're telling me.
Uh-huh.
So even if he is older than what, and I don't want to put an age to him, I feel as though, now, would you understand the expression, old head on young shoulders? I feel as though he's got a lot of wisdom behind him.
Like an old soul, right?
Yes, that's the word that I needed. Sometimes I say something and I forget that I'm English, and if I say something and you don't understand, then please tell me.
Okay, I feel he's an old soul, Sprinkles, don't you?
I do get I do get a lot of changes that's coming up. Now, would he understand he's ready for the opportunities? There's something he's wanting to do, but he's holding himself back.
Chad, can you validate
this? Yes, Chad, could you validate this? I don't know if Chad is with us.
No.
I hope he's with us.
He might have been stepped away, though, because we have to go out and break in 10 minutes. So,
he is okay. They're great. Okay, he said he was tending to his dog. Chad, do you feel that you're an old soul?
No, he'll probably say no. It's how other
people... He said, oh, yeah. Oh, he said, oh, yeah.
Right, okay, because I do get, like, a young... feel with him. I don't know how old he is, but I feel as though he can mix with older people and younger people. I get a very sensitive person, but I also get he's quite hard on himself as well. It's almost like when he does something, he wants to do it with perfection. I feel as though he's always been that way. I do feel as though I've got a grandfather that comes in, but this time I want to go dad's side of the family with him. And I feel as though that he would have gone very quickly to the spirit world, so I know that this would have been around the heart. Was his grandfather very good with his hands? Because I feel as though always doing things, would never sit still. Busy, that's what he gives me.
Okay, he's right. He said yes.
All right, okay. I do feel as though with him, he's got to slow his mind down because it's like focus on one thing at a time, on what he wants to do. And this is all about the changes that are coming up around him. I do get more traveling coming to him as well. So I don't know if he's wanting to travel, but they keep putting like a rucksack on his back, and that will tell me there's going to be a lot of traveling coming up for him.
Ah.
I don't know in what way, but I don't want to say it's immediately, but I do feel as though by the end of next year, he will have noticed a lot of changes.
Wow.
That's coming around him. He's got big dreams, but he's also got to follow his dreams as well.
Marie, he's actually saying, wow, I am traveling to the Philippines in spring.
Yes, okay. But I feel as though it's almost like he needs, because he's a free spirit,
mm-hmm.
okay, and I feel as though he needs to be out and about, and it's not just a holiday, it's going to be more of a learning, so that when he does travel, he's going to be learning a lot more, and also on the spiritual side as well. Now, my hands are going very hot, so that tells me he is a natural healer.
Oh,
okay. Wow. I do feel as though he's a good listener as well, because they're drawing me to his ears. So I know that he takes on everybody's problems, but sometimes he does need to distance himself, or he needs to protect himself. Not because they're nasty people, but because he is very sensitive. Even though he tries to make out he's tough, he's quite a softy inside. Because as I go into his heart, it's like, oh, that feels nice. Okay, so he's got to be careful. Is he in a relationship?
Are you in a relationship, Chad? One second, and he's in, kinda.
That's all I have to ask then, isn't it? Okay, I'm very drawn to his throat area. Now, throat areas is all about communication. He needs to be speaking his truth within this relationship. Because I feel so they're like a piece of elastic. They're either close or they're distant. Okay, so he needs to get things sorted. And his grandfather's saying, stop thinking and be doing more of what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I feel as though there's a part of Chad that feels restricted. I don't mean physically. I feel emotionally. Okay, but that is coming away from him. Next year is going to be lots of opportunities. But even though you say he's traveling in the springtime, there's more traveling coming to him. He's going to help a lot of people.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, he does.
He's writing as we. Yeah, he's writing something now. We have to give him a chance here. That's awesome.
And then
lots of travel next year, Marie. Yep. And he's saying that you're his new hero, Marie.
Oh, bless you.
You're really scary accurate, he's saying.
Oh, in a nice way, though.
Yes, definitely.
Isn't it lovely that I don't even have a picture, I don't know who I'm talking, I can't hear his voice. So to me, this is a complete new experience. I thought I would be able to see the person that I would... talking to. So again, it just proves that total trust, you don't need that person in front of you.
Yes, exactly. Okay, I do believe we have a break coming up, and I don't want anybody to go away, because when we come back, we're going to do some more of this, because Marie in spirit is definitely the now. Be right back.
We'll be right back.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Want to go on an investigation at a real haunted location? And meet investigators from your favorite shows? Then the ideal place for you is Ideal Event Management. Check out our upcoming events and get your tickets now while they last at www.idealeventmanage.com.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
We're here today with Marie in spirit, and we're going to continue on with the readings because we're getting down to the last part of the show. So I want to make sure that we get as many as possible in. And the next person that we have is Peg.
Hiya, Peg. I know I can't hear you, but let's see where we go. Oh, I've got to say with Peg, I do feel as though she's a strong person. Okay, I feel as though she's. She feels to me as though she's an organizer. Would that make sense to her? I feel as though when she does a job, she does it very, very well.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. I
feel as though as I go into her emotions, it's like, whoa, her emotions all over the place. I don't know why, but I feel as though she needs time out. But this is almost to get her centered within herself, because I feel as though there's a lot of burdens on her shoulders. It's, I don't know if she's got neck ache or problems in the shoulders, but these are emotional. They're not physical. Hmm. She's busy, 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 but she just needs to have more time for herself. I do feel as such. She's very open to the spiritual side herself. Yes. But they're pulling me on the ears as if to say, come on, learn to listen, all right? She's very strong-willed, and it's like she only listens to what she wants to listen to. that's no disrespect, but is there a dad in the spirit world, please?
Is there a dad in the spirit world, Peg? So give her a second here to answer that, and we will find out.
I get a fatherly figure, so if it's not father... I know this gentleman comes in on a father vibration. So if it's not father, it's going to be grandfather. But again, he is a strong personality. He makes me smile, so I know he's got a good sense of humor.
Yes, Peg, you. She's saying, who, me? It's father in spirit, Peg.
I believe it might be grandfather, though. Dad is. Still here.
Oh, yeah. I want to place him in the spirit world, but I know that if it's not the father, it's got to be the grandfather. But he's coming in as a father vibration, even though he's grandfather, because he's got that strength. He's got direction for her. He is the one that keeps pulling my ear as if to say, tell her to listen within. So I know that once she starts to calm her mind down, she frees all the anxiety of what is around her. But I feel as though this is more emotional than physical. And because she is a strong person, she's got to have her own strength back. I don't know why, but they pull me to February. So I know February is going to be a very specific month for her. And as I say February, they also give me, I don't know if I'm June or July, but I feel as though these must be important dates for her.
February is a powerful month.
Right, okay. Because I do get a lot of good changes. Do you know what? I see a lot of butterflies around her, and when I see butterflies, that tells me that things are going to start to be moving forward. Now, butterflies means changes, transformation, feeling the freedom so that she can actually go forward and do what she wants to do. I don't know if she's wanting changes around her job, but I know good, positive changes are coming around the work area. Yeah, it's almost like she's got to slow herself down. And I want her to recharge her batteries because I do feel as though she's constantly tired. But it's the tiredness of trying to do everything herself. She needs to put her thoughts out to the spirit world so they can help her to start to go forward. She will go forward. She's a strong personality. But I do feel as though she's got to watch all those emotions she's got around her stomach area. So I don't know if she's got problems around the stomach. But this feels emotional, not physical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would say that they're just... Her grandfather keeps pulling me on the ear. So the message is, listen within. The guidance is coming. The strength is going to be there. She can be in a room full of people and still feel very on her own. And her grandfather's saying, but you're not on your own.
Yeah.
I know. Her grandmother's there, but on mum's side of the family, and she's coming in. She'll sort her out, all right, because it's almost like she knows how to deal with her. She's very independent.
Okay,
nice.
Hopefully that is of help to you and you resonate with that.
We're going to have to move on.
Yeah, who's up next?
Okay, we have Susie next.
Susie, okay, yes. are you ready? You want to take a little breather?
No, I'm fine. Okay, Susie, okay. That's all I need is the name. Okay, whoa, I'm straight away drawn to her emotional side because as I say her name, I put my hand over my heart. I don't know if she's protecting herself emotionally, but I do feel as though she's got to let go of all the worries she's been holding on to. She's very open herself to the spirit, to the spiritual side. I get a lot of light around her, but I also get tears within her. So I don't know if she's been feeling quite upset recently, but this is old ways. She's got to let go of this. It's almost like, if you could see me, it's like I start to go forward, but then I pull myself back. So I do feel as though it's her stopping herself from going forward. But I do feel as though there's a lady that comes in. I know there's a cancer condition here because she's making me feel very sick. I also feel as though it comes in as a mother or a grandmother. Feels more mother, to be honest with me.
I don't know.
Right, okay. I do feel as though with this lady, she's quite a strong character. I feel as though with this lady always wanted to be outside. She wasn't a person to want to be just stuck in. So she's an outside person. If it's not a mother, it's definitely going to be a grandmother. Okay, but I know she's coming in with that authority, but also she's coming in with the love for her as well. She's got a new pathway coming for her, but this is a good pathway. I don't know if she's wanting changes around her work situation, but I know positive changes are coming. Okay.
Very nice.
I do feel so she is very up and down with her own emotions because I see her smiling, but her heart's not smiling. She's got to toughen up with certain people because I do feel as though it's like everybody puts a lot on her shoulders. But again, she's got to realize, hold on, I am just as important. All right. But I do see a lot more learning coming to her as well. So I know that there's going to be studying, there's going to be learning that comes to her.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Okay,
beautiful.
We got to move on. Who's
okay, the next one that we have is Jordan.
Jordan.
Right, is that male or female?
Female.
Right, okay. It's just that over here, sometimes we do get a Jordan over here, because I was getting a feminine feel anyway, so I'm glad you did say it was feminine. Okay, let's see where we go. Okay. With Jordan, does she think a lot? Because straight away, they're trying to calm my mind down. Are you still there?
Yes, we're still here.
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought you'd gone. Okay,
no,
it's almost like they're trying to calm my mind down. So I do feel as though, is there problems within a relationship around Jordan?
She's not responded yet. Oh, well, she probably has, but it hasn't shown in the chat room yet.
Right, okay. I just feel as though I'm...
She's saying yes.
Right, okay. It's okay. It's just that I've got my hand over my heart, which means she's protecting herself. Okay, but I do feel as though she's got to understand that she is in more control than what she realizes. I do feel, would she understand somebody that would have gone quickly in a car accident? And I do feel as though I'm with a female. I don't feel as though she's family, but I keep seeing cars going by, and I know it would have been a traffic accident. And I feel as though I would have been about 8 years ago.
Okay, a traffic accident about 8 years ago.
This lady, I feel as though, would have gone instantly. But I know she comes in on a friendship vibration for her. Mm. I just feel as though, with Jordan, she's got to believe more in herself. She's a lovely lady, but I feel as though the past 18 months has not been too good for her. I know that the next 18 months, she's going to be flying forward. So with what's been going on around her, I want to leave that in the past, and she's got to open her heart up for herself. Mm-hmm. Again, they keep showing me her eyes, so I would say she's very open on the spiritual side herself.
Mm-hmm. She is, yes.
Yeah. It's almost like when I see eyes, when I'm drawn to their eyes, that means they're one of us. But why is she not trusting herself? She needs to trust herself more. Because I feel as though she's got a lot of opportunities, but it is the emotions that is stopping her from going forward. But she's got a lot of strength from the spirit world, so I know that I want to say congratulations. So something good is coming to her. And I feel as though this is going to be before Christmas. I'm not saying we're just around the Christmas time. I also feel as though there's a gentleman in the spirit world that would have passed. I'm definitely on Dad's side of the family, but he's making me aware he had a lot of breathing problems, so he's taking me to his lung area. I don't know if he had one lung removed, but I just feel as though I've got a lot of tightness around my lung, so there would have been a lot of breathing problems. He feels more like an uncle, to be honest with you. But I do feel as though he's got a lovely character to him. And he's saying he's holding her hand. So I know that there's a lot of strength. And this is all about her taking steps forward. Does that make sense to her?
Okay, we're waiting to see. She's not. Okay. I don't know if Jordan is still with us.
Okay. She's still in the chat. It's showing she's still in there.
Okay, well, you know, we could let her validate. We only have how many minutes do we have left, Sprinkles?
About
She's saying her uncle, Raylan Jr.
Yeah,
Raylan Jr.
We'll have to get two more in because we have 10 minutes. So
okay. So the next person,
you, Jordan.
Yes, Jordan. The next person we have is Danny, and it's a girl.
Oh right, okay. Oh, do you know? I get as soon as you said it's a girl, I do feel as though I want to say that this is all about her taking a leap of faith. So that tells me there's a lot she wants to do, but she needs to believe in herself. I just feel as though, and I want to say I've got four fingers up. The past 4 years does feel as though there's been a lot going on around her. But I do feel as though she needs to focus now on where she's heading. Now, I do feel as though there's changes coming around her work. It feels as though I want to step her up, so there's new opportunities coming. She doesn't need to go looking for these, but she needs to be ready to be receiving. Okay.
She's saying that
she's got to sort out. Okay. I do feel as though she's got to sort out her finances because I've got her grandmother coming in, but she's holding her purse. So that tells me she's got to be a little bit more careful with her finances. I feel as though with her grandmother would have always been putting money aside. I know her grandmother's in the spirit world, but I want to go mum's side of the family. I also feel as though with her, a very independent lady, because she's saying, get it right, say it as it is. So I know this is a very down-to-earth lady. But I feel as though she's very much around her granddaughter, but that is to give her the strength on going forward. It's almost like I want to give her a gentle push. So, come on, stop thinking and more doing. She's got to believe more in herself.
Yeah, she's validating that.
Right, okay. I do feel as though she's quite hard on herself, but I do feel as though it's that inner trust. She needs to know that it's not about trusting others. It's all about trusting herself. But the more she trusts herself, she's also got to let go of the fears. And it's almost like when the fears come, she needs to acknowledge the fears and just throw those fears to one side, because then she will start to be going forward. But I really feel as though I want to say congratulations. She getting married? I keep hearing wedding bells. If it's not her wedding, there's a wedding.
That's what I felt too. I think I gave her that in a reading.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Well, that's beautiful. We've got to move on. And no, the next one, Sprinkles, you're the next one on the list, hon.
Oh, no, no. You can ask.
Okay, after you is Fellini.
Fellini, are you still with us?
Is Fellini there?
Is she still here?
Danny says no marriage.
But I gave it to her in a reading as well, so she might not know she's getting married yet.
This one coming.
Okay,
Fellini, if you're there, please acknowledge.
Yeah, because we'll have to go to the next one.
Yeah, Fellini's with us.
Go for it, Marie.
Woohoo! Right, okay, let's see where we go. Oh, do you know what? As soon as I take that breath, I do feel as though she's got to let go of the frustration around her. She's a very lovely lady, and I feel as though it's always helping other people, but she needs to now be focusing more on herself. She's ready for changes, but she's got to let go of the fear. And I feel as though for the past 5 years, she's been wanting some kind of big change around her. And I need to say, that change is coming. I can feel, it's almost like it's quite close around her. But she's got to let go of the fear. She needs to believe more in herself. Okay, I feel as though with her, when she does something, she's a bit of a perfectionist. When she does something, she has to do it exactly to how she wants it done. It's almost like she's got a wish list in front of her, and she's getting frustrated because she's not ticking it in the right order. Or they're laughing at this and saying, but she will be able to tick more things off her wish list. So I know good things are coming to her. Okay, I do feel as though I've got a younger person in the spirit world coming through. They're taking me around to the throat area. So I do feel as though somebody would have taken their own life, but I'm with a gentleman. Would that make sense? And I feel as though he's probably either late 20s, early 30s. Is anyone there?
Yes, we're here.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Fellini, if you could validate, please validate what Maria's giving you, hon.
Fellini?
I don't know. I don't know is what we're getting.
Yeah, Fellini said she does not know.
Well, she doesn't know about the gentleman.
No.
I don't believe so.
All right, okay. I'm going to put that to one side because she doesn't know. She's going to be hearing about this gentleman because he keeps, every time I push him back, he's coming forward. So he's got to, and he's got to, I know he connects with a gentleman in her life. So if she doesn't know him personally, I know the gentleman will know of this person.
Okay, Marie, we also had Danny, the last person that you read for. She said, I can take it if she can't. So Danny was wondering if that was for her possibly still.
Yeah, if the other lady can't, then obviously he's trying to come in.
For Danny, maybe.
But if she can understand somebody younger that would have taken his own life, then obviously it should have been for her. My apologies.
Yes.
See, sometimes that happens. It's like,
yes, no, it definitely does.
And they're still there. But yeah, if she's still online, then obviously he knows she's still online, so he's going to stay with me.
Yeah, and it's not uncommon for one message to be resonating with another.
Yes,
that,
then,
other than being,
Danny is saying the young gentleman's suicide was by hanging.
Yeah, that's right. If you could have seen him, because I did say I'm around the throat area.
Okay.
I don't like to go into too much detail. It's different if you're doing a one-to-one, but when you're going on air, you've got to try and keep it as nice as possible. But I know he's a determined character. Was it his time, around this time, he would have passed? Because he makes me feel as though November would have been very important. But his message is, he's okay. He's at peace now. But I feel as though somebody in the family has been talking about him, because he just said, I can hear what they're saying, but he's laughing at this. So there's been a lot of talking about him.
Yeah, so that's still for Danny, right?
Yes.
Nepalina.
Yeah, that was for Danny, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we have like 5 minutes.
Okay. Do you want to? Who was up next? You want to?
Fred was. One? Fred would be the next one.
Okay. Is he still here? Cause I thought he said good evening, everybody. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I believe Fred is still here.
Okay. Yes, he is. He is.
Fred is next. Okay.
Right. Hi, Fred. Okay. Let's see where we go. He makes me laugh.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
As I say his name, he makes me laugh. So I do feel as though he's got a good sense of humor. But I know there's a gentleman that comes in the spirit world. I don't know if I feel as though I want to say a father figure for him. But I feel as though this gentleman would have had a good sense of humour. Because if you could see me, I can't stop smiling as I'm trying to be serious.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it's almost like, because he knows how tired I am. And he's laughing at me. He says, and you thought you was asleep. Okay, but I just feel as though as he comes up, there's a lot of upliftment for Fred. I do feel as though Fred he goes into his thoughts quite a lot, and he's got to pull himself out of his thoughts. So he is quite a thinker. Is he worried or stressed around the work area? Because that's where he takes me, is around to the work area.
You got a lot of stress in the work area, Fred. You can pet validate it in the room if you would, please. Okay.
Fred, can you still hear us?
We got 1 minute left.
We have 1 minute, ladies.
Okay, but I do feel as though, right, I'll keep talking. Right, okay. Only for the fact that I do feel as though he's got to calm down because there's happier times to come to him. I feel as though with Fred, he's busy, but not doing what he wants to do. He needs to take more time for himself. I do feel as though with this gentleman in the spirit world would have loved water because he keeps taking to water.
I'm sorry, Marie, but I'm going to have to stop you. I really want to thank everybody for being here. Marie, I'm going to stay in touch with you, and we're going to be getting together, and we'd love to have you back. Thank you, everybody in the chat. If you have not received the reading, please do check out her website. It's been posted there in the chat room, and it's www.marieandspirit.com. co.uk. So check her out. She's an awesome lady. And she's right on the
line. Yes, she is. Thank you, Marie. And next week we have medium Jeff Allen. So please come back, everyone. And Marie, we hope that maybe you'll consider coming back again.
Oh, I would love to. It's been brilliant. It's been lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Lovely lady. Awesome. Lovely lady. Love and light, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Many blessings.